Hi, this is Dr. John Day. Welcome to podcast number 176, Why Portion Control Doesn't Work for Most People. Take out your phone. Then I want you to go to the top of the nearest building, head straight up to the top floor, and chuck it out the window. First, though, I want you to really focus on the idea that when you toss your phone into the air, it won't actually fall to the ground and break. See if you can use your willpower to protect your phone from the impact of the fall. You probably haven't budged, have you? That's because nobody in their right mind would believe they can prevent their phone from falling to the ground and smashing into pieces simply by focusing their mind on that result. But for some reason, we've long applied this sort of logic to our eating habits. Portion control works for a while. You've probably heard the advice, eat less, move more. While studies do show that eating less or portion control works for a short period of time, guess what? There is no proof. There are no studies, nothing, zip, nada, that it will work for the rest of your life. Simply put, most people can muster up enough willpower to starve themselves on a new diet for a month or two. However, in the end, hunger always wins. Let me repeat that. Hunger always wins. This is why portion control doesn't work for most people. Hunger is like gravity. It always wins. And while you can avoid food to lose weight in the very short term, you'll never be able to maintain that weight if you're constantly hungry. Let me repeat that. You'll never be able to maintain that weight if you're constantly hungry. And you'll be miserable to boot. That's why studies show that the advice to just eat less of all foods is doomed to fail. What causes hunger? Hunger, after all, is complex. While hunger can be your body telling you it's time to eat, hunger can also be due to a messed up metabolism from eating too many processed carbohydrates. Hunger can also be from a lack of micronutrients in the diet. You know, maybe hunger is just your body telling you that you need more real nutrients and you just can't satisfy it with processed foods. Or hunger could even be just simply that you're thirsty. Lastly, hunger could also be the result of a psychological desire to eat that has absolutely nothing to do with how hungry your body really is. However, whatever the reason, whatever the cause, one thing is very clear. Battling hunger is a losing game. So, my tip for you, eat, for goodness sake. There is absolutely no limit to the amount of non-starchy vegetables you eat. None at all. I've yet to meet a single person who has gained so much as a pound of weight from eating too many cucumbers, too much broccoli, or too many carrots. As long as you are not adding unhealthy foods to your veggies, it won't happen. It just won't happen. Much to the contrary, from asparagus to zucchini and every veggie in between, there's simply no such thing as overeating. That's why it's silly for anyone to purposefully subject themselves to hunger. The key to keeping your belly full while losing weight is simple. Eat more vegetables, fruits, and legumes while avoiding sugar and processed carbohydrates. That alone won't solve all of your cravings for every sort of unhealthy food. I realize that. However, it will help you to battle those desires on a level playing field. A playing field in which you aren't trying to make good decisions on a grumbling stomach. So my question for you is, what helps you to stop feeling hungry all the time? I would love to hear from you. Please go onto my website, drjohnday.com, find blog number 176, then scroll down to the bottom. Leave me your thoughts. Leave me your questions. I'll do my best to answer them. If you liked this article, if you liked what you've heard, if you've liked this whole concept, this practical, no-nonsense approach to health, which really is quite simple. It's really all about simplicity. Make sure you sign up for my free weekly newsletter. That way, you'll never miss a thing. Until next time, keep living better.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. John Day Show. Now is the time for you to live better. Go to drjohnday.com to sign up for Dr. Day's newsletter, daily success tools, and more. It's never too late to change.